There's a recording in progress, but if everything is progressing, then that it applies to everything, so it doesn't really apply to anything. Because there's no, it's like an empty term, I guess.
Because nothing is happening, indeed. Yes.
This
We're
is
recording nothing, talking about nothing, so that others that don't exist can go and view us talking about nothing.
and talking about sometimes sounding as if we're talking about something other.
Well, and that's one of the questions. We did actually get a question from the last posting of the YouTube video. We got two questions actually. One, John, would you agree that when all dissolves, you're in deep sleep state with consciousness added, as described by Ramana Maharshi? When all dissolves, there's no state. Because all states appear on that you are. So, there are many times using spiritual words. Sri Ramana Maharshi says it like this, Nisargadatta Maharaj says like this, Hirmeshwara Maharaj says like this, Judah Krishnamurti says like this, somebody else says like this, and they're all expressing the one thing: accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman. No master, nothing is there. You are that in which all experience ends, there you are. When all concepts are dissolved, there you are. Which leads us to our second question, which was from the absolute, it seems like. Myself with is not, and the world with a person, self. But this conflict seems like two, the absolute and the selfless self. And there are non-duality speakers out there that talk that out there talk there is only this, the world. But here was a direct experience of totally zero behind the concept of nothing. Can you address this next time? Thanks. And once again, the one that's experiencing is a layer on your presence. The concept of experiencing is due to, that's why when you say like selfless self and the absolute, there is only, except your selfless self, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master, no absolute, no consciousness, no unconsciousness, nothing is there. Now we're saying if you're sensing this sense of presence, this I am, like Sri had Hirmeshwara Maharaj told Nisargadatta Maharaj, remain with that, you are. So Nisargadatta, in all his spare time, he remained with this sense of presence, this subtle, just I. And eventually, if you'd like, you can say you're spiritually advanced when you can identify the sense of presence as your own self rather than the body form. Because this eliminates a lot of things. If you're identified with formless presence that you can sense through the body form and not the body, and you absolutely know that presence is felt through the instrument of the body, then world, problems, dream, thoughts, all of this dissolved. Because if you're formless presence, this just died, this very, very subtle feeling. And now another dawning will come to you that. If this subtle sense of presence, this formless presence, is more myself than this body, then whether the body is here or not, the presence is. The body is there so that presence, you're sifting basically your own self. And oh, there's a subtle feeling. There's a subtle sense of presence. This is where they use the example of the musk deer. And the deer, he's smelling this fragrance and he doesn't know where it's coming from. And he's bouncing around, going crazy, trying to find this fragrance, but it's only his own self. So within the illusion, There is the concept of duality of I exist, and therefore there is an existence. However, that to whom the sense of existence has appeared, of course, had to be there prior to the sense of existence. Therefore, when the sense of existence is no more, that to whom this sense of existence has appeared remains. Without a sense of existence which creates the concept of duality or creates a absolute and selfless self. And this is your own self. This is the highest truth, so to speak, where nothing can be true and false, because we're speaking about the unborn child. The unborn child that wants the experience of their own self. And yet can't get over the idea that they are unborn. Because here you are, you're like, hey, well, wait a minute, how can I be unborn? I'm here. But this is an illusory body. The sense of existence has projected a world. And that's why we go to sleep and we see this dream projected formlessly, and yet there's forms. There's identification with the body within the sense of the dream, because consciousness is creating. We say consciousness, but presence, whatever you want to say. It's just there's experiencing and creating, and it's all not true. We know it's not true when we wake up in the morning. Oh, look at that. I was just dreaming. Matter of fact, I just woke up and I was drowning. And now I'm not wet and I'm in my bed and I'm not drowning. There was no water. There was no lake. There was no me in reality. So when you know yourself in a real sense, you know the same is true. There is no body labeled with your label, except in this concept of illusory appearance due to the sense of existence.
So all you can really know is that I am.
That's the first illusion, the sense of existence. I exist. The formless sense of presence that can be felt through the body form, the just I, that's the first illusion. Because it's you sensing it. And then this concept of duality comes in. Oh, and that's why, in giving instructions of remaining with the I am, it can seem confusing. Like, oh, I am remaining with I am. And that's why Maharaj says, you are 24 hours a day, I am. So why are you speaking about remaining with this I am? Because this is like you cast this concept away. Because otherwise, yes, it seems, oh, I can sit here and sense that subtle sense of presence, then dive more deeply into it. There's nothing. So beautiful. It's the nectar of immortality, the just I. And while I'm sort of still identified with an experiencer experiencing the sense of presence, it's a very beautiful experience. And then I can sort of transfer this concept of being a body experiencing presence as recognition in the projection. Presence is experiencing presence through the body form. And yet, this is also not true. But now, this, the more you sort of remain with your selfless self, identified as presence, and now no more questions. This is where it kind of collapses, and yet you are. There's nothing to be said about this. You are. You are. It's self-evident.
So not only eliminates negativity, it eliminates anything, I guess.
Well, you are the answer to all your own questions, which is why you remain with your selfless self. You know, like I said, in the beginning, okay, there's meditation, you sense the sense of presence, the just I, then you identify, you transfer your identification from this body to this sense of presence. Oh, I'm more like presence than body, which sort of stops thought. I guess you could say, because maybe thought stream is there, maybe it's not, but the thoughts are about a body which you're no longer identified with. You're more identified with the formless presence. You identify more as the space in the room than the objects in the room. And yet this is still illusion. Now, a lot of times, and Maharaj says this, people will stop here. Like, oh, this. And then they'll say, like, oh, when I go into meditation, I'm with myself. And that's why, like, they have, I think it was Vipassana meditation. Vipassana meditation, while you're performing it, you'll sense the sense of presence very strongly. However, again, you're using the body to meditate and identifying yourself as a meditator. So now you can say, okay, this formless presence, I'm more like this. I go about my, do my job, do my duties, take care of all my daily activity, knowing that I'm formless presence. I see the world like it's a stained glass window of presence, and it's kind of now there's a knowingness that I'm not involved with this world at all.
Is that sort of the watcher, what they call the watcher?
You could say the witness,
The witness, I mean, yeah, witness.
because you're identifying as the witness as
That's
if
what
you're
you're talking.
formless presence that's witnessing all of the objects within your own self. And this is still an experience. That's why Maharaj says, even samadhi, like you say, oh, I had such a good samadhi. Like for the whole day, it was as if I was just floating. It was powerful samadhi. I had no sense of body whatsoever. And then I'm back, so to speak. So even this experience of samadhi, because in the ultimate stage, as Maharaj says, no experience, no experience, no witness, no witnesser. Nothing is there. We're trying to have the sense of your own self, which is the self-evident self witnessing this sense of presence. And there's nothing. There's no duality. There's no, because even the concept of duality, the words duality, are not there. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Except your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. And now you do your job, do your duties. Take care of all your responsibilities. Because you know, absolutely. Oh, so that I am that. Yet, this illusory world is here. It appears. Scenes will appear and disappear. The mind is gone because it's not sitting there trying to interpret, or maybe it still is working, I don't know, but you're not sitting there like paying attention, getting all your news from the mind. You know, the flow of thoughts, and you're like, oh, that's what's happening. Oh, this is happening. Oh, my boss doesn't like me. This traffic is terrible and all this kind of stuff. And it's good I'm selfless self, but still I have all these problems. What? No, because you know yourself in a real sense. All this illusory thinking, because the illusory thinker that you were creating, thinking thoughts, as the thoughts are passing by, you're thinking the thoughts and creating a thinker, but you're doing all this formlessly, just as in dream, when you create an entire dream world, formlessly. And once you know yourself, this self-evident self, that's why Maharaj says, sit, spend some time with you. What's there? The
When you say,
just I. This is a sensation, a feeling. To whom has this sensation appeared? You. There's not duality. And then you say, oh, but I see myself or I know myself. I'm experiencing myself. No, if you're experiencing yourself, then you're still in duality. You're giving it to mind and trying to create an experience of you experiencing yourself. You're self-evident. Where all experience ends, there you are.
When you say stuff forms formlessly, is that what also would mean the same thing as spontaneously?
Well, in a dream, everything is spontaneous.
Yeah.
We don't
Yeah.
sit and say, okay, my dream is going to
You
have grass and it's going to have
can't
some people. And then you're writing a script that the people are saying. Everything is just
it gets pretty hard.
spontaneous.
It gets hard to attribute any particular event to some other event. I
Well, because
mean,
it's just a series of scenes. You see it more clearly in your dream when you're dreaming because the scenes are just appearing and disappearing, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, that was a dream. It seemed really real at the time. Like I said, you could wake up thinking that you were drowning or that you were falling or something and that you were doing in your dream, but you know, I'm not wet. I'm not, that nothing has happened. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing can happen. And when you know yourself in a real sense, and again, don't get caught up in the words, knowing yourself in a real sense, because you are self-evident. You spend some time with you. Just I, transfer this identification if you must. That's why Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare, compare yourself to sky or space. So you compare yourself. Yes, I feel this sense of presence. It's obvious. It's there. Like I meditated for a while now. I've done my mantra, and now I can sense this sense of presence. And now, as I get more into sort of training my mind to go to the sense of presence rather than the illusory happenings, it's so evident and obvious. I'm always this presence. So I transfer this concept of who am I? I'm formless presence in which everything has appeared. This stops mind because mind is no longer being identified with anything because formlessly, sky and space, they don't think. There are no, nothing to think about. There may be activity going on with inside the space, but the space is not saying, oh, look how active everything is inside me. Space is space and doesn't even know its own existence. So therefore, this is where the doorway comes. This sense of existence, this I am, this selfless self, this feeling, this whatever you want to call it. Any words will do because no words matter. You're prior to words. So now on the other side of this, there you that you are. There you are. That you are. Knock, knock on the door. Nobody's there. Somebody had to be there to say nobody's there. Sense of existence or I am, I exist. Well, that to whom this sense of existence has appeared existed. I mean, this is like Maharaj says, even if we think intellectually, if you are not there, how would you experience your own existence? Therefore, the sense of existence has appeared to you. And now here's the trick. If the sense of existence has appeared to you, then when the sense of existence is no more, guess what? You are. The background, the reality, and all the illusory layers are coming and going. You're not coming and going. Without you, nothing is.
What happens to well, Nisargadatta has said I am bliss, and so what happens to bliss at that point? Is bliss also just illusion?
Bliss is not an attribute. This is, again, anything that you're experiencing, even the bliss of your own self, that selfless self-intoxication, these are at the very more basic level. I mean, you could say the absolute base level is I'm sitting in meditation, I can observe my thoughts. I know that I can observe my thoughts, I don't have to get involved in my thoughts. This is like spiritual kindergarten in the very, very early stages. And as Maharaj says, in the beginning, even when you learn to write, A is like this, B is like this, C is like this. But now you're able to write. You'd no longer need all of this instruction. You remain with yourself the self. You sit with mantra, erasing all the concepts slowly, silently, and permanently. Sense of presence is there, obvious, known. The very first time that you sense it, it makes sense what everything and all the spiritual books and all the masters are speaking about. The I am, sense of existence, all of this. The very first time you sense it, oh, so that's this. And now you spend more and more time as you're still identifying as something with the sense of presence until you transfer basically the idea that you're something to being more this formless sense of presence. And as you remain with this formless sense of presence, it dawns, it's like a click. That this formless sense of presence has appeared to you. And you are self-evident. There's no way to experience yourself. You experience a subtle sense of presence because you're holding a body form. And still, you're not really holding a body form, just as in when you're in a dream, you're not really holding a body form. Here, there's nothing. No questions, silence. You say, this is where Maharaj says, no experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser, nothing is there.
You were talking about the most basic level, sort of. And one thing on this Nisargadatta says one time, I remember, haven't experienced it, but he said it at he feels, or I don't know if he said it, feels like that he is a like a solid point, unmoving point of so like hard solidity or something to that effect. I don't know if you remember him saying that in the I Am That, but I wonder what that refers to.
I mean, you're the central point of the world. Maharaj has said this.
Like a super hard, unmoving
No,
point.
not hard. I mean, maybe he says this, but this is not,
Don't know,
we're
was
not
so,
trying to use
I'm not sure
conceptual
if that was
hard
what
and
you
soft and all
were.
this. It's a
Solid,
single
maybe
point.
solid or something he said.
When, like, as if you're traveling in a train, everything is moving around you because you're not moving. So you could say you're a solid sort
Yeah,
of point,
I think you said solid, not hard.
and not see, you have to understand something. When Nisargadatta Maharaj is speaking in the book I Am That, that is the selfless self that is conversing with the selfless self that has some concepts about itself that need to be removed. There's no Nisargadatta and there is no questioner. Questioner and answer are one and the same. However, question is asked from the point of view of, I'm holding on to these concepts. The selfless self absolutely knowing its own self because there's no thought train identified as something. Then there's a speaking that comes out, okay, this. And this is for this particular instance of. The selfless self having this particular concept that's being dissolved. An ant goes to Nisargadatta Maharaj and says, Maharaj, I'm having so much troubles with being an ant. And Nisargadatta Maharaj says, you're not an ant. No, but you don't understand. There's so much trouble. You know, with my specific instance, there's so much trouble. I have trouble with the rest of the colony. I have trouble with all the. No. But you're not an ant. So all the concepts you're holding about yourself are blasted away. Ramakant Maharaj says, you are not a body. You were not body. You're not going to remain body. So this should blast away any body-based concepts. And but you have to discover this. Just to say you're not a body. Oh, I'm not a body. La la la. That's so wonderful. But you have to directly experience this for your own
Yes,
self.
yes, yes.
And that's where the, oh, just I, subtle sense of presence. Now I'm seeking the presence because there's a reward basically for this presence of spiritual intoxication. But don't get held up in the spiritual intoxication. Like Maharaj says, many people will sit and just be like, oh, I can go into bliss anytime I want, and I can be in bliss for many, many hours. But you're outside of time. You're formless. There's no need to form something in order to know your own self. Just discard this. Even sitting for meditation, people, and Maharaj says, don't sit for meditation like this. Just refresh your memories. Be with your own selfless self 24 hours a day. Mantra. And then even mantra is illusion. One thorn to remove another thorn, and that's finished. Now you've identified as the sense of presence. So what is then affecting you? Now there's an understanding. And you can say, and only for words and only for understanding do we say you're the knower of the sense of presence. Because the knowingness itself is an illusion. The sense of existence, the first knowing, I am, I exist, is not true. And it's not true because it does not last. So that to whom the sense of existence appeared obviously lasts. Because the sense of existence appears as well as disappears. So you know that this is a state. And you are not a state.
One thing that made it kind of evident to me today was I was thinking about when I had a job, I would just show up for work, but I don't know, somehow I recognized, well, I'm always just kind of present, and this the stuff that the job was something that I am not the job, but I'm there present for to show up for the work for the job. I'm always but I'm always present. The job is not always present. I just show up for it.
It's just a scene.
It's just, it was just seemed, I recognized that it's just like anything else, the job or anything else, any experience, any feeling, anything. I am there, and like I'm not like showing up at one time or another. I'm just showing, I am there, and everything is stuff that, I mean, I could reverse and say everything's showing up to me, but that doesn't quite.
Just appearances appearing and disappearing, scenes appearing and disappearing.
Just like you say, you show up. You just show up for these things on
Yeah,
Tuesday.
a little thing on my phone goes ding ding, you have a meeting in 15 minutes.
But you were
And I,
always there. You weren't ever gone. But the meeting comes and goes, but
yeah, I mean, well, now. We're speaking practically. The phone says, get on this meeting at 7:15. And then here we all appear. Then this goes away and a new scene happens.
it's not something you do, per se.
Well,
But
there's no doer and no deed, and you know this because there's not a Even in your everyday existence, there's no concept of being in a body form. You can look at your own hand, and there's just a knowing that I'm not this at all.
These are just parts of presence.
Well, not even, again, we're not presence, and all this is just the conceptual.
They're all parts.
We're beyond the concept. It's just scenes appearing and disappearing. You look at your hand and there's just a knowing, like I cannot have anything to do with this seeming world. It's there's no way that space can be affected by anything that's happening in it. Like how? The walls come down, space is space. We can say conceptually that the space inside this house has now merged with the space outside this house. But the reality is it's conceptual. These walls are conceptually holding the space. This is not true. Even if this was true, if these walls were conceptually holding space, when you open the door to like let your dog out or whatever, all the space in the room would fly out to the outside because you're containing it. Yeah, see? It makes literally no sense. If at all you want to compare, you compare yourself to sky or space. Scenes are appearing and disappearing, and that's it. And you put 100% into whatever is going on right now, knowing that you're not a doer and there's no deed. But again, you do your job, do your duties. Because otherwise, if you take spiritual ego, like Maharaj says, if you sit there and you say, oh, I'm a very spiritual man, I can't do this, this task or have a family or have this or have that because I'm just too spiritual, then this is, again, this is an egoistic sense of spirituality. It's not the true. And that's why Maharaj says we're doing practical spirituality here. This whole lineage is practical spirituality. Direct recognition and acknowledgement that you are that through experience of your own self. Master says this, 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 you do this, this, this. Ah, this is true.
How
Because
is it?
it's self-evident, self-revealing,
How does that
self-realization.
relate to when they say that you are the power, that you are the power or something? You are the
Well,
power
again, this is
behind everything.
conceptual. Again, as in dream, you can say, okay, I'm dreaming. Who's giving, like, you could be dreaming that there's a race. Who is giving the power to the people's legs and everything to do the race in the dream? You. So you could say, you're the power, you're the energy. And then you could say, if you, it's just like the fan and the TV and all this sort of stuff, power is just supplied. Because that's what we're saying. In the dream, you have five people racing and you're providing power to each one. That's not true, but within the illusory sense of existence, it appears as true. Although each one will say, oh, they're doing this. In a dream, no one's saying, oh, thank you for providing the power. And when you know yourself in a real sense, there's no thank you for providing the power. You can, of course, say, bow to the master. Thank you, master. Thank you. Like I said, oh, thank you, master, is a very good lunch. Thank you, master. Nice commute. Thank you, master, for nice parking space. All these sort of things. Thank you, master. What a beautiful day. But again, you know at the deepest knowing level that it's selfless self-devotion.
It's all yourself.
That you are.
No other.
Just like dream. In a dream, you could say, oh my gosh, you know, this is even you wake up, you say, oh, that was a very wonderful dream. This comes from you.
Hey John, you've said do your duty, do your job, but you told us that you don't vote, so how do you figure?
I didn't say I didn't vote. I said, I think I told, if I said it, voting at all, it was I normally don't vote in the like the little elections, just the president election.
Oh, okay. I thought you told us a while back that since it's all illusion, that you didn't vote, but I get that wrong, I guess.
Yeah, no, I do. I
No,
mean,
you do
not
vote.
every time, like the every 2 years one with all the Congress and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Last year I
Oh,
did.
okay.
Because I knew that if one party came into office, they were going to try to get people back to the office. So I voted not to go back to the office, basically.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And part of the what helps remove the layers is having you keep hammering us with the state of affairs.
It's your own selfless self refreshing your memories. You know, you have nothing to do with this illusory world. You kept trying really, really hard to make the dream appear real. And then suffer.
Yes.
Because when the illusion appears real and you convince yourself that it's real, then all of the things that seem to be occurring, oh, this is good, this is bad, because you're in duality. If you're with your own selfless self, you know yourself in a real sense, then you know that nothing's actually, there's no such thing as like something all very pressure or very this or very that. And if something really tragic in your life, you say, oh, master, okay. And if you remain with your selfless self, no concepts, no matter how seemingly good or bad, it's a black hole of concepts. It just there. Nothing is there.